W Mobile. RCF, good evening, Ken.
Hey, good afternoon. You got off at a decent time today.
I try to hurry up and get out of the door. Now I'm just sitting in the truck looking at these black clouds coming.
Here's thunderstorm warning for Spartanburg County.
Less of the morons, that'd work. At least maybe they will drive it a little bit better, but who knows? It's raining. People don't know how to drive.
Sprinkle right here, right now. How today?
Yeah, honestly, still trying to get called up. Got to get all my emails called up, all that good stuff. And then I find out we got the Dog and Pony Show coming up this weekend or Friday, so got to get ready for that.
But you can't get nothing done for having to get ready for the show.
Pretty much. Got to put everything else aside for that.
Last Saturday.
See, though, it's like, you know, these people know that you do whatever it is in your company, production, whatever. So it can't be a big surprise that they see things that are caused by doing that particular process. You know, it's just crazy to think that we do what we do because somebody's coming in. I don't understand it.
He's a new company president and some other people, and he came from a different background, so he's, you know, trying to see what everybody does and what all the different plant capabilities are and that. And then they also were, you know, reviewing some safety, you know, from some accidents we had at other plants.
Having a fun day. Did you have to work Saturday for that, or you just had to get prepared for it?
Went on Friday and that, and now a few of them had to work, but I didn't.
Dude, I gotta work this Saturday, it sucks, but I enjoyed my weekend, so I ain't really complaining about it.
Fortunately for me, Ken only has to worry about Ken.
Hey, I miss those days.
Feel of those days, and that now I'm glad it's this way, you know. I just gotta, you know, do my regular work, but if it doesn't get done, it's Ken's fault.
Yeah.
I don't have 15 irons in the fire, because, you know, trying to juggle all of them and to remember where you're at on each is a task in itself.
Absolutely. But like I say, then you only gotta worry about yourself. Somebody asks, like, what I want to do, like, in the future, you know, if I ever decide to change jobs in the company. I always tell them I want to work at that fancy building right there next to 85, and they're like, oh, really? I'm like, what do they do there? I'm like, I don't know. It just looks like a nice place to work where I don't have to come into the plant.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, from the outside it looks good, and when you're inside, it's like, man, that was a mistake.
Probably right, honestly. I mean, I get over there and be bored, you know, not realize what they did there. So I don't know. It'd be tough to do.
My last job, everybody's like, I want to get your job when you retire, and that. And then once they get there, they're like, man, they didn't see them 15 balls I was juggling all the time.
Right. I mean, it's you always look at somebody else wondering how easy they got it, and they don't realize what all they actually do.
Not better, and you get over there, and it was just AstroTurf looking green.
Heard it one time, the grass is greener on the other side, because that's where all the crap's at.
Oh, man, the southbound side just came to a screeching halt right after I passed exit 68. Son of a gun.
Barely anybody coming down the road.
Tell me that before I pass that exit.
I'm just on exit 63 coming north. It makes sense that there's only a trickle of traffic coming down the interstate.
At 129 over there to Duncan, but I just did miss the exit.
I'd be doing the same on this side.
The guys that had to go down 26 yesterday, they got stuck in that detour where that tractor trailer had hit that fire truck, and that happened at 10:30 in the morning.
We're coming home from the beach, and we heard about it, and I just kept waiting and waiting. I figured, you know, maybe it'll clear up at some point. And when we got by it, it was still going. So I just like, nope. We took a detour all the way around through Cross Anchor and come up through Spartanburg.
It must be bad. I haven't moved 10 feet yet.
Coming to a standstill on the other side.
That's radio time.
That's my CB, but then if I got on it, nobody's probably talking.
Pretty dead quiet. I'm sure that's why there's so many truck wrecks, because they don't never use them things anymore. Heck, nowadays, compared to, you know, the people that come in our plant, most of them don't speak English anyway.
A buddy of mine was telling me he drives a truck. I said a lot of guys that drive, they don't have a CB because, you know, they don't really speak English, so it don't really matter.
AB4CBA Mobile.
Hey Dave, we're just all stuck in traffic on 85 right now.
You. I guess it's raining there. It started raining here in Taylor's. And, rained my tennis match out, but, they're having a clinic in the bubble, so I'm gonna go to that. Because I know it's gonna rain tomorrow, so I got a match then, too.
It's all black back over that way in the south, and that, but it isn't raining here at the minute.
But it's not raining where you are?
No, I'm right here at, where am I at? 85 and that 129, I guess it's exit 68. And that, it's just barely sprinkling. You ain't even got to turn on your wipers yet.
About a 63, and it's starting to come down sheets here.
I called the sports club just a minute ago, and because they hadn't sent out, they used to send out an email, and they hadn't sent it out, and they said it was pouring down rain there. They're a little south of where I am.
Still of Ida that was coming through.
The beginning.
Beat his home, but it ain't gonna happen now.
Got to place an order at a drive-thru here, so I'll be out for just a minute. But I'll be back, KB4CBA.
Through the drive-thru, I bet it's going to be Bojangles.
That place is going to be shutting down their lobbies again. I'll be right back. I got to answer the wife's phone call. KO4CEA.
And 4WHM monitoring.
Bill, how are you doing? Hope you're doing better than us. We're stuck in traffic on the interstate.
I'm sitting on my carport watching the clouds roll by.
It started falling out here.
Here about an hour and a half ago, and waiting on the next little round to come through here in a little while.
It'd be bad because I don't see no cars on the other side, and there's no, we ain't moving at all.
Good. If it's bad weather, ain't no telling.
It really wasn't raining when this backup started. And Andrew's about, I don't know, 3 miles down the road, 4 miles down the road on the other side, and he stopped too.
I don't know. For it to be stopped on both sides, ain't no telling.
What's your day today?
Another half day trying to squeeze in some doctor appointments that got changed on me. Doctors, I guess, decided to take a long holiday weekend, and so, but I got them in, so work tomorrow and Thursday and then off Friday and Monday, so can't complain.
Half days are nice, aren't they?
They, I can keep up with email on my phone, so I don't get too far behind, and that'll make it easy for tomorrow.
It's hump day, and we'll be on the downhill slide after that.
How was your day?
Yeah, it was good. It was just steady, you know, and nothing to get excited about, but just steady made the day go by pretty quick, so I'll take that.
Day like that keeps the clock moving pretty good. I hate when you get slow and clock seems to come to a call. That makes for a long day.
Backing up the shoulder, they're going to back up the shoulder a while to get out of that.
Trying to back up, they probably shouldn't be, but some people, you can't tell them any different.
Or CPA.
Bojangles.
You want me to run over here and I can give you a couple of pieces of dead chicken.
You gave up on Marco's, I guess.
Farn snaky on a day like today.
Yeah, the last two times you were at Bojangles, and I thought, man, I've never known you can stop at Bojangles before. It's usually either you're going to play tennis or you're going to Marco's.
Marco's, anyway, they're over there on 291 near the intersection of East North, so it's a little bit more of a drive, and it's a little bit of rain and everything. I just decided to get a Bojangles.
Have I ever eaten a Marco's pizza?
What I like it is they have a pizza, I forget what they call it, but I don't need the crust. So they actually make a pizza without the crust. They put it in a pan. You get all the toppings and everything. You just don't get the crust. And it is just absolutely delicious. And so there you go.
I gotta take this call.
I have arrived at the house, so I'm gonna clear out of here. 73 KB4 CPA.
Of the tractor trailer in front of me.
Well, I guess could be worse. Can't think of how, but could be worse. Hopefully it won't be too long.
We'll see, though. I think my wife said there was a power line down on the road, if I heard her correctly, and that all lanes were blocked. So we'll see. I see a little bit of traffic moving on the other way, but and then I'm moving a little bit here and there, so we'll see.
Hey, Skeks. Afternoon, gentlemen.
Patrick.
You having a good day? Bill, Andrew, I know you're not. I just heard what your situation is.
The truck, you know, it ain't too bad.
Hey, to have the radio with you.
I flipped it over to Simplex to see if anybody was talking. You know, you never know. Maybe you hear somebody, but, you know, unfortunately that hadn't happened.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody on Simplex. But, I mean, mine scans all the time. You can miss them, but, I mean, I've just never heard anybody.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody on Simplex either. But then again, I don't keep one on Simplex that often. I do sometimes when I'm traveling out of the area.
I think it was a summit on the air one time. And I did have a guy when we were going to Georgia to pick my son up from summer camp. I had my APRS going. and he actually called me on the radio, and I had to do a double take. Like, somebody called my call sign over Simplex on the radio, and I had to call him back and figure out how he knew I was on the road.
SW.
Got the whole gang here this afternoon.
You in traffic, Andrew?
In the back of this tractor trailer in front of me for probably, I maybe moved 200 yards since I got, you know, over top of the hill here at exit 63.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It, my wife said there was a wreck or something, had it blocked there at 29, which that's the only exit between me and you. Even the little 129 side road is dead stopped.
So bad. I'm sitting over here in Cherrydale stuck in traffic too, so it don't matter where you're at.
I can't remember. It's been years ago. I heard something where they were talking about how much time you spent at like a red light and stuff your whole life. You start thinking about that kind of stuff, it's pretty sad.
With this hybrid is, I'm not burning up any gas.
Can you sit there long enough? You'll burn some.
AC off.
Fun in that.
Plus seven out.
What's that? You know, it's that wet heat.
You guys doubled.
It makes you feel any better. I'm not burning gasoline either.
Truck diesel?
In an environment with the rest of the tractor trailer. APRS maps. It's like you're not moving. I'm like, because I'm not moving.
That's too funny. You got running on your computer at home that she can see?
Websites. She uses one. It's APRS.fi, if I remember correctly. That's the one she tends to watch it on. And most of the time I run it from my phone, that way it's just constantly going and it doesn't take up one of my channels.
On my radio, but I can also run it on my phone if I wanted to. But yeah, that's all it is. There's a couple, like he said, there's a couple different websites you can check in with.
APRS Direct, I believe it is. I don't know what the end is, .com, .net, I don't know, but it's not a bad website either.
That's Droid running on my phone.
Dude, the only downside to not running on the radio is you're not sending out packets, so, you know, you can actually set it up to where, like, if anything's within 10 miles of me that beacons out, my radio will send an alert. You know, most of the time it's just the stations I'm passing by, but still, it'll do it.
This one I got, it will send out a packet. It'll tell you what frequency I'm on and all that if I set it up to, like mine's set up to send out that I'm monitoring this repeater, and it tells you the there. And if you got another one of these radios, you can hit one button and it'll take you over to that channel and you can give out the call sign.
Do that if you get it in time, but yeah, I enjoy using APRS because half time I get to work and I might forget to text my wife and tell her I'm there, and she already knows I'm there, so it don't really matter at the end of the day.
To give APRS a try sometime.
Are you able to do that?
I don't think yours is. It's for your phone, it's free.
Not a ton of people around, you know, the upstate area that use it, but I mean, there's quite a few. I see some of the same call signs all the time.
If you get together, you have to show me.
If you have an iPhone, you'll have to spend money if you want to use your phone, but if you want to send out the information. But if you have a Droid, it's free.
Just listening.
Tell us how stupid it is, huh? Anything.
I haven't been smart enough to get APRS working on my radio, so I decided to just keep quiet. I didn't want to show how ignorant I was.
Man, if the IT guy can't get it, I know it's out of my class.
I'll to get it working on mine, and luckily I run across a YouTube video specifically for this radio, and this is the setting that you put in. Because if I can find it, that's part of the, that's the name of the game, is finding the information.
Same thing with my radio. I've watched, I don't remember his name, but I watched his video how to set up the FTM-400 for the APRA.
Reading the instructions. I ain't sure that's what we're supposed to do.
What's so bad, just, I don't know how you figured it out otherwise, unless you're just sitting down building it from the ground up.
I got a YouTube video saved, or Bridgecom University video, whatever you want to call it, saved on how to set up my radio. I just hadn't taken time to do it. I hadn't made it a priority yet.
Radio, and I still ain't figured it out.
Sorry, he turned around and started driving the wrong way up the shoulder. I saw a car going backwards up the entrance ramp, and I mean, they strapped it back all the way up to 90 coming down.
10 minutes sooner, he'd have ran right into that police car that just came by.
I mean, not to check my ways out on my way home, but usually 4 o'clock traffic's not bad.
You checking something to see it, and it, to see, I could have got off and at least, well, I don't know how bad it had been or how many cars went down through 129.
Time to be on 85 or a good day?
You know, I've been coming up here now, it's a year, and this is the first time that I've got stopped on the interstate on the way going home.
XX Friday, sorry. It seems like every time I get near that road, I get stopped.
Sounds never that bad. It's usually southbound, you know, once you get towards like Greenville, Pelham Road, but... You know, there's been a handful of times in the 20-something years I've been going this way, but you know, never, I don't think I've ever been in just standstill traffic just about. I could drive the truck, though, because if I'd have been in the car, I wouldn't be able to put the antenna out the window with the rain coming.
You have to drive that car so many days or something like that?
Really, I mean, it's just easier getting out of the parking lot half the time, but, you know, with fuel up here being... You know, mid-grade, you got to put mid-grade in it. So it's, you know, $3 and some change where diesel's only, you know, $2.70-something. That's why I decided to drive the truck today.
Diesel for $2.70-something.
More expensive. You know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. So it definitely wasn't $3, I can tell you that. We're mid-grade. You know, about $3.30, almost $3.40 a gallon. KO4's CF, right there.
If I can find it, over in Berea for $2.86.
I don't know. Either some tractor trail drivers pushing a ton of amps or what, but getting something coming across my radio.
That too.
Here a while, I see that all the tractor trailers that are around me have shut them down.
There's somebody to talk to on the way home this evening, because most of the time nobody comes back to me.
Yeah, now.
Yards from 290 now. Got some nice campers over there, too.
We're going to go and get my truck washed while you're right there.
Free right now.
Closest truck wash that I can get in with this truck, and it takes me an hour to get there from about anywhere I am in my route.
Behind the Wendy's right there?
And it's up there?
And you talking about?
One day, how come they wouldn't put one over on Wade Hamper or White Horse Road? Because there's a lot of truck traffic over here. Said they wouldn't let them put one within 100 miles of there.
Those restrictions sometimes, because it took Spartanburg forever to get a Five Guys, and I know there was somebody trying to build one towards the Bowling Springs area, and they wouldn't let them do it.
You trying to trying to protect your territories or protected territories and all that, but come on, that one blue beacon is not going to wash all the trucks that are within 100 miles of it. It just ain't going to happen.
I don't get it. Well, we've been talking about 45 minutes now, and I'm just now to the point where the entrance ramp gets to the interstate.
45 minutes probably, and I haven't went 200 yards, I don't think.
FW. The Highway 29, but I think I got a long way to go.
The accident is.
For the Ham Fest this weekend?
Plan. How about you?
Had to work Saturday, so the plan is to go Sunday and hope that everything ain't sold out and might still be some good deals to be had.
Decide if I wanted to go Friday afternoon or Saturday. Probably just take off Saturday and go down there.
Ken, I don't know where I went wrong with my scheduling, where I thought I was off Saturday, but oh well, I'll make the best of it and go Sunday.
Man, Andrew, it looks like your side's starting to break loose. I'm starting to see a lot more cars now. It looks like regular traffic now.
Wish they would. I still ain't seeing a whole lot coming southbound.
It's on the WYFF4 website, and it's saying power lines are down across the northbound lanes, or across all the lanes, and they've got everything shut down. So it's showing a picture of the interstate live, and it's, like I said, it's just backed up completely, and the other side is nothing, no traffic whatsoever.
Wife was saying something about some power lines being down.
Dang, the only power lines that cross it are them really big power lines.
Right there at exit 66, which is US 29, happened at 417. So, troopers are on scene, and Duke Energy was reporting power outages in Greenwood, Lawrence, Spartanburg, and Union counties affecting more than 1,000 people.
One power line affects that many people.
Earlier today, and they were talking about the Hurricane Ida down there in Louisiana. It said 8 transmission lines were down in New Orleans and had all of them in the dark. No power at all down there.
A report on the power, and they said probably going to be about 3 weeks before they get power back in New Orleans, or fully restored, or restored, they didn't say fully.
Time down there with no air conditioner and no water.
Happened soon. I know when Katrina came through, they were all worried about getting up and ready for Mardi Gras. KO4CFRID.
But I think they've already had Mardi Gras.
In February, KN4TFW.
Was thinking.
Yeah, I wonder, how long did it take them to clean up from the flood the last time? I mean, it might have been that long. I know my wife, she was talking about her being down there. I can't even remember. It's been so long. A lot of traffic coming southbound now.
That's good, but I see a lot coming northbound, but we're not moving at all. I ain't seen anybody in front of me move. I mean, I can see 500 yards in front of me, and there ain't nobody moving. Not even hardly on the side road.
That took us for long. Here looking, the tractor trailer driver's got his foot all propped up on the dash. It kind of worries me a little bit.
I'm telling you, the one in front of me and the one beside me, they turned the lights off and everything, and they're just, I don't even believe the engines are running.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. I mean, he's got his left foot all kicked up on the dash. He's sitting here in the entrance lane.
Probably heard something on 11 meters. Yes, a couple of times going down 26, headed into Georgia. If you get down in the lower part down there around exit, I don't know, 20 or something down there, it's real bad flood prone, and we come to a screeching halt. And then I had 11 meter radio, and it said that the water was completely across the interstate. So we cut through the median, went down the side road, and man, the water was lapping the bridges on the side road. We barely did get through there.
Say, what are you? I had one in my truck for months, and I've never hardly heard a word on it.
Next to me, looks like you fired it up. About in the same spot down there, going down 26, going into Georgia, come to a screeching halt, and somebody had rolled a camper across all three lanes of the interstate, and there we were all stopped. We were all standing there walking around outside the cars and that.
Now that Destin, Florida, that big bridge you go over, headed toward Destin, we were coming back from Destin, going into the airport to pick up somebody one night, and wreck happened right in front of us, and we got stopped right on top of that bridge for 2.5 hours. That was nowhere to go on that bridge, that's for sure. You couldn't do anything, and they had the middle lane for emergency traffic, and people would pull out in the middle lane trying to get by and blocking emergency traffic. It was a mess.
Shouldn't have drank that drink sitting here.
Your bottle now.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the thought.
And you gotta hurry up and finish it. That way you got room for what comes out.
You guys left me this morning. I was talking to that I don't want to say new operator, a different operator. Never had talked to a guy named Damien. Kilo Victor 4 X-ray whiskey. Have you ever talked to him? He actually goes in my plant quite often. He drives a truck and pulls them, you know, them dumpsters. And then you got to go all the way down to Malden, pick up a truck. And that, but he comes to my plant once in a while.
Somebody just gets on too late for me.
15 minutes later than I used to be.
My boss man into letting us come in a little later for that first meeting, but you won't hear nothing of it.
Moving up there. That's a good sign.
Things clear. I don't see anything but a highway patrolman that's got a tractor trailer pulled over.
On the next few miles to get over back into the right lane.
This officer just got y'all stopped for some reason. He's got all three lanes. I don't know if he's getting ready to open it up or not.
All the lanes are moving now.
Right before you get to 29, he's got everybody stopped. I don't know what he's doing.
85 here, trying to get to 29. Anybody know what's going on?
The power lines across the road. We've been dead stop for an hour, but we're starting to move now in all directions. I'm southbound at the 68 right now, KN4 TFW.
Yeah, I just got on off 85, or off of 26 onto 85, and it's a parking lot.
We're starting to move now.
KO4BDM standing by.
Sorry about that, guys. I had to jump out. I had a phone call.
Just been sitting here waiting patiently.
Yeah, we've been dead stop for now. I think in an hour I've went 200 yards. I went more in the last minute than I have in the last hour.
Say 7-3s because I'm approaching my dead spot up here, so y'all be safe out there, and I'll give you a shout when I get to the other side. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear. 7-3s, guys.
To catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
KO4 CEF.
Patrick, N4WHM.
We're backed up over there.
Tell me about it. Where are you at?
I'm going to open up the three lanes. I'm on getting ready to get off the hit 26.
Ask me.
One thing that looked like it was stopping that traffic was that police officer. I don't know if maybe they were still working on getting that line across the road, but northbound was moving. I don't know what southbound was waiting on.
Came to a screeching halt again.
Stuck on 85, KB4CBA.
Yep, I just started rolling. I went more in the last minute than I have in the last hour. The last hour I've only went about 200 yards.
I looked for you on, they showed a shot of that on Channel 4, and, it was just a sea of cars, I tell you. It was unbelievable.
It went about a half a mile here, going good, and then all of a sudden we come to a screeching halt again.
Stopped raining over here, and the sun came out, and now it's clouding up again, but it's not raining over here in Taylor's. But all the courts are rained out, so I'm gonna do the clinic in the bubble.
Well, anyway, yeah, they're saying that the power lines are across the interstate. It looks like we're starting to move again.
If you're driving over them, reach down and grab hold of one, see if it's hot.
Yeah, power to a lot of people, even all the way down into Lawrence.
Power flickered, but it hasn't gone out. I don't have a generator either. I do have a generator, but I don't have it hooked up to the house.
Yeah, we're starting to move again now. I don't know what the holdup was.
When I went by was that police officer holding up three lanes. Some dude in a yellow vest running towards his truck. I mean, I don't know. They just finishing dragging it across the interstate or what? I don't know. I don't get it.
I'm up to actually 30 miles an hour now, so that's pretty good. Now, there's this Jeep in front of me, and he's got a sticker on the back. It says, "No wall can stop us." It's got a picture of an airplane, a wall with a ladder, and what appears to be a long tunnel. I'm not quite understand. I'm missing something here. Can somebody help me?
For my pay grade.
First thing I think of is wall that Trump was wanting to build, but I really don't know if that's what it means.
Thinking I just can't aim up there far enough to see the nationality of the person.
What do you mean? That's what I don't understand.
M6 CLX mobile.
Come on in here. Station, come in.
I heard him. I didn't catch the call.
Something. I didn't look. I thought maybe it was on Zimplex.
KO4 HKX. It was Mike. N6 ZLX.
To the river.
Well.
That is. They got those storms up in North Carolina too, and it wiped out some places in Canton, and they're going to get it again. I think tonight. So, in fact, one of the rescue workers has been spending the night with my sister up in Maggie Valley every night.
I'm passing the little DOT truck or the Shep truck.
Test in Florida a little bit ago.
Now that the power line's right there at the exit of where you get off on 29 headed south.
Just your trip home. KO4CEF Friday.
I tell you what, you don't want to be headed northbound on 29, because that all the people that were trying to get onto the interstate are on 29 now. They're just stopped.
Imagine with all the traffic and then just the red light from one right after the other.
The southbound side, I guess it's all backed up where all the people were getting off and cutting down that 129.
pulling into my neighborhood, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73. I appreciate y'all keeping me company on my trip home. Ken, be safe the rest of your trip. And everybody else, y'all be safe on the road. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's phones.
Have a good one. Catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a good night, Andrew. KP4CPA. So, who we have left in here?
Here.
Yeah, so you were in the traffic jam, right?
Yeah, it was. And finally, we started going off the interstate, and I finally saw where the power lines were down. And, saw where the Duke Power was fixing them, and then now I turned on to 29, and now 29's southbound's all backed up.
You have to get on 29?
Down to Greer.
There's probably a wreck somewhere, because we had some pretty heavy rain there earlier, but it has stopped all along this my route here to the sports club. I hadn't had a drop of rain. Boy, it really came down there for a few minutes.
Traffic that was headed down the, I know what it is. It's the power line took out the lights. That intersection down there at, Lyman, where that 129 and 350, and I forget what the other numbers are, where they all meet, it's probably going to be backed up too.
There's just one big traffic jam, I tell you. At 5 o'clock, it's just unreal, the traffic anymore. Well, looks like they had a good bit of wind over here. There's a lot of debris on the road here on Pelham Road at Pelham and Edwards Road.
It was just directing traffic, but I'm going to be able to get up to speed now.
Good. That's one of the most frustrating things is to be sitting in traffic, I tell you. And especially sitting still, if I'm just rolling, I don't feel so bad, but just sitting there is just, you know, and the frustrating thing is there's nothing you can do about it.
You guys, all of us carrying on a conversation and that makes it that much better, you know what I mean? At least the time goes by pretty quick.
And it helps out a lot. It really does. Just have somebody to talk to.
Morning riding to work, it makes the ride so much enjoyable.
How are you driving into work?
From 5:30 till about 6:10, 6:15.
Sometimes I get up at 5:30, so I'll have to flip on the 2-meter rig and see if y'all are on there.
Let me take this phone call real quick, Dave. KN4TFW. TFW, I'm back.
Well, I'm pulling in the parking space here at the sports club. So I'm going to have to leave you with it. Maybe somebody else will jump in there. But have a good, safe rest of your trip home there. And I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final KV4CBA.
Well, thanks, David, for keeping me company and that. And I hope your evening goes good and your little class there or seminar goes good. And enjoy the rest of your day. KN4TFW.
TFW from November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, and 4ZLK.
Okay.
I mean, we've talked once or twice. You still talk to Mike and Tim in the morning?
Yeah, I used to all the time because I was a little bit earlier. Once in a while, I catch Mike, but Tim started going in a little earlier, and so I can't catch him too much. Once in a while, I catch him.
A while. I used to hear him in the afternoon, too. Year and a half. I'd be coming down the road early in the morning. I'd hear you guys talking. I was too sleepy to join in, or I wouldn't have anything to contribute, but I would listen to you. And I think it's Mike. He lives not far from me, but I haven't heard them in it's probably been over a year since I've heard either one of them.
Going in a little bit earlier, you'll have to be maybe from about 5 to 5:30 to catch Mike. Usually when I'm getting on at 5:30, if he's running a few minutes late, I get about 10 minutes with him. And then same with Andrew. Andrew in the morning, he usually gets there. He's a little bit earlier. Patrick, I usually pick him up, about 10 till 6, something like that.
Calling out of bed at 6 if the dog lets me sleep that long. And I don't turn the radio on that early. But anyway, it's good to hear you. I was just curious. I heard you stuck in traffic there on the interstate. I was going to comment about you guys stuck in traffic driving on the wrong side of town, and I came around a corner in a business park, and I'm in an 18-wheeler, and there was a tree across the road, and I had to sit there until they moved it out of the way so I could get through.
It turns out that the power lines were down across the interstate, so all the lanes were stopped. And then, but they finally got those cleared up, and then now I'm on 29 headed down into Greer. And traffic is heavy, but it's still moving right now.
It's moving. It's heavy all over, I guess. But I saw traffic was really slowed down at exit 46, Augusta, Malden Road area on 85. I don't know if it was backed up that far, but it was really slow.
Down at, I think it's exit 66 up there at Highway 29 is where the power lines were down at. And I was making a comment, and I've been going this route a year, and that's the first time I've got stopped on the way home.
Time for everything. At least it wasn't anything major. Nobody was hurt. Could have been worse.
Thinking about that, there was a few red lights out and that, but at least we're in decent shape now.
I had my kids and wife in the car. We were coming back from Tennessee up in Hendersonville area. It was about 11:30 at night. And they had us down to a single lane on construction, had all kinds of lights and everything on the road. And all of a sudden, I saw a big cable snaking across the road at really high speed right in front of me. I saw people scrambling, and it whipped up and slapped the front of my vehicle. So I pulled over just to make sure everything was okay, and it's broken the grill. And apparently somebody on a tractor, not a tractor trailer, but on some kind of tractor, they were working construction. They had hooked a phone line, big phone cable, and pulled it low, and then an 18-wheeler on the other side of the road caught it and snapped it. One guy ended up going to the hospital with his arm in a sling, but it could have been really bad.
Think about, a power line being down across the interstate, but it can happen any time. I mean, we're supposed to be having some bad storms and that, so it's liable to happen for sure.
Me was, if that tractor trailer hadn't hit it, I was the first one in line on the other side, and it was hanging down about windshield height. Now, we weren't going fast, and it probably would have slipped over, but you just never know. I'm glad that big truck hit it before my vehicle hit it.
Yeah, take off your stacks and grab the trailer and all kinds of stuff.
Version, but I had my kids with me. He caught it on the nose of the big Peterbilt, and it ripped the gas tank, ripped the steps off of his passenger side, and bent the gas tank back.
Nice right there. I imagine you hit it fast and that, and it's going to take something to break it for sure.
Other than the vehicle, I was happy we were fine. It held us up for a couple hours because we had to write up a report with the highway patrol and the The construction company's insurance paid for it, so we were, they took care of us.
Did any in the morning?
He does the newspaper route, is that right?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, he's got to have a pacemaker put in on Thursday this week, so he says he'll be out there on the radio in the mornings talking to us.
I hear that, but I don't know if it'll help. He'll probably feel a lot better.
About that. But I've been missing him because the delivery truck has been being earlier, or actually been being on time, so he's done with the route by the time we all get on the radio.
Then a couple times when I would hear you guys, but generally I was either listening to a podcast or just trying to stay awake listening to you guys talk.
We welcome anybody in the morning that wants to join in.
Yeah, most everybody's real friendly on here. There might be a couple exceptions, but I don't know any of them. How about that? Anyway, Ken, I'm almost where I'm going. I got to swap out a trailer. Good to hear you. Hope you have a safe ride home, and hope to talk to you again. KN4TFW, N4ZLK.
All right, Shane, I'll say 73. Good to talk to you again, and look forward to another time. KN4TFW.